We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Tiger baseball tonight on 97.1 The Ticket. 8:10 first pitch. Jordan Zimmermann goes for the Tigers against Lance McCullers for the Astros. Tiger general manager Al Avila joins us now here on the Jamie and Stoney Show, 97.1 The Ticket. Al, I got to ask you, last night's game, was that like getting a root canal or going to the tax auditor for you?
Well, you know, last night's game was a tremendous game. It was well pitched, well played defensively. Very little hitting, and obviously, you know, when you have great pitching is usually going to stop great hitting. So it was just one of those days you had to grind it out. I think also the combination of, you know, playing that ESPN late night game, the guys didn't get in there to about when I talked to them yesterday, they didn't get into about 4 a.m.
Right.
So I think they were also a little sluggish in that sense. So. You know, you face some really good pitching and you're a little sluggish from the night before. It's not a good combination. So hopefully today we go back out there and we hit the ball a little bit more.
Yesterday you guys decided to send Aníbal Sanchez to Toledo. Why that move as opposed to DFAing him or keeping him on the roster?
Yeah, well, DFAing him is not a choice here. Usually when you're a designated player for assignment, what happens is you're at 40 man. Your 40 man roster is at 40, and then you're going to add somebody to the roster that's not on there. So you can't be at 41.
Okay.
So in order to get to 39, then you would get a guy and put him designated for assignment, which gives you 10 days basically. Now it's 7 days to do something with that guy's contract, which means you either release him, trade him, or get him off the roster. But anyway, in Sanchez's case. You know, our choice was to leave him in the bullpen, release him, or, send him to the minor leagues. Now, to send him to the minor leagues, because of his contract status and veteran status, he didn't have to do that. He actually wanted to go out back there and continue to work. In our conversations with him, because, you know, he's had a couple of good outings and he's had some bad outings in relief this season so far. And part of the reason, you know, in talking to him was he's never worked out of the bullpen. He's been a starter and he doesn't feel that he can be consistently good, let's say, without having enough work. So what we figured is, and it wouldn't hurt to do it, just to send him down there and get him in the starting rotation, start him every fifth day where he can have a routine as a starter. And see how he does. We didn't decide any particular amount of days or starts, but you know, normally 3, 4, 5 starts, and see how he progresses. And if all of a sudden, you know, he has a pickup in velocity, he's sharp. You know, in spring training, he had 3 outstanding outings. If something like that continues to work out well, then maybe then, we have something there that we can cling on to and add him to our pitching staff again. So kind of an experiment to see, you know, if we can get any improvement out of him.
Speaking of pitching, Zimmermann goes tonight. Are you guys at all worried that he may suffer a similar fate as Sanchez?
No, I don't think in Zimmermann's case right now. I think he's much younger. Zimmermann, when we signed him, basically was 29 years old. And so he was much younger. And he's never had really arm problems, more of his neck and which goes out to his back and hits the nerve. And these are things that have, you know, caused him to kind of be out of whack with his mechanics. And last year, quite frankly, as you guys know, he missed most of the year. So I think he's right. He's on track. His velocity is right there where we had him when we signed him as a free agent. And with him, it's a matter of just going out there and getting more work done and getting a little bit more command. And we think he'll be fine in the long run.
Alavila with us, Tiger General Manager on the Troy Laser Hotline. Your bullpen really in the last few weeks has kind of stabilized. The Wilsons and Shane Green have just been terrific. And Blaine Hardy, I know, had a couple rough outings, but he's been very good as well. And we know about the offense. Wasn't there last night, but it's obviously very strong. Do you believe that with your team this year, it is going to come down to Zimmerman, Boyd, and Norris, and one or two of those guys emerging as maybe not Fulmer-esque or Verlander-esque, but guys you can count on to go six or seven every time out?
Well, obviously, you know, you're only, I've always believed, and I think most people believe, you're only as good as, you only go as far as your pitching will take you. And all three guys are very important. You know, to get there, you really need three strong guys to take you there. You know, obviously, Fulmer has been a horse, and he's been outstanding. You know, Verlander, he's a guy that on most days you can count on him. He still has, you know, number one quality stuff. And then, you know, out of all those guys you mentioned, somebody's going to come up and take over that number three spot and say, this guy is the third guy that we can count on to do that. So obviously they have the talent. They have the stuff. It's a matter of getting consistency out of those guys. And, you know, I don't, and, you know, we're looking at, you know, three guys that all three of them can do it. So it's a matter of, you know, stepping up and getting consistency out of them. And like I said, they have the talent, they have the stuff, the ability to do it. It's a matter of getting it out of them.
When we talked to you before the season, one of your concerns as much as ours was center field. Has anything happened that lessened your concern? Because it still seems to be problematic.
No, actually, it's playing out pretty much the way we thought. Obviously, Jacoby Jones, after the injury, we felt it was best to send him back to AAA because he's struggling a little bit with a bat. He's got it going pretty good now back in Toledo. We're going to leave him there for now because right now in center field, really, we've been mixing and matching with Mikey Matuk and Collins and Romine, and so far, it's worked out from a defensive perspective, and we've gotten a little offensive production. We wish we could get, you know, a bit more. But at this time, really, there is no other choice. And, you know, really, as a team in general, we've hit pretty well so far.
Al Avila with us, Tiger General Manager on the Troy Laser Hotline. We love talking to you, but obviously there's so much you can't tell us. J.D. Martinez, all the fans are talking about it. Without revealing too much, can you give us some sense of how that decision process will go? When will you decide in terms of, are you buyers? Are you sellers? Where do you have to be in the standings? Or is that just, we'll know it when we see it? Because obviously everybody wants to know if JD's going to be around a while or if he's going to be a major chip at the trading deadline.
Well, you know, at the trading deadline, really, you've got to be in a position where you feel your team is healthy enough or is going to be healthy enough for the rest of the season. You've got to feel that your team is, you know, just like we talked about with our pitching, are at least three or maybe four of your pitchers really pitching well. Is your bullpen coming in and shutting the guys down? Is your hitting, good enough to win some ball games and things of that nature? So if your team is playing very well, you're relatively healthy, or you're going to be healthy soon. Those are factors that you weigh in, you know, getting to that trading deadline. And so at that point, you know, you have to make those tough decisions. But you have to feel good about it going forward. If that's not the case, then obviously, you know, you turn the corner. But, you know, it's not as easy as saying you're buyers or sellers because really you got to understand one thing, where our payroll is at, you know, for the competitive balance tax, you know, right now this year we're going to be second time offenders. All right. Well, certainly you don't want to be a three time offender because that the consequences there are really crippling to a ball club. So that's also a factor that you have to add in to being a buyer. And so, you know, how do you maneuver around those situations? And when you're saying being a seller, you know, there's going to be a lot of sellers out there too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of teams that are falling out early. And even some teams that we might be surprised, even some teams that are doing well right now, believe it or not, are even looking to do some things. So all those things will be factors in how you move forward. And so sometimes that's why, you just see us really not doing a whole lot, because sometimes it's really tough to add on. And sometimes, when you want to make a trade or two, sometimes it's just not there. So it all depends on how the market develops at that time. And a lot of it also has to do how your team is doing. So those factors are all going to be considered at that point.
How's Christian Stewart progressing as far as coming up? A lot of fans, they see him hit a lot of home runs, even though he's only at Double-A. Will he be promoted to Toledo, or is he someone that we can expect to maybe even see in September at Comerica Park?
Well, he's an exciting offensive player, there's no doubt. He is a legitimate bat. I would say I project him to be an average outfielder. That's probably his weakness is the defense. But I believe with his bat, he'll be an adequate defender in left field. And right now he's at a good place in Erie. He's having a good year. His next step will be Toledo. Exactly what time frame, I'm not sure. It could be this year. But I think it would be a push to think that he would be in Detroit at the end of the year. But you never know. Stranger things have happened. So, but he is a guy that obviously should be on everybody's radar, because he would be part of the future for sure.
Speaking of stranger things have happened, Rod Allen last night on The Game predicted that Anthony Gose would be pitching for the Tigers by the end of the season. Mario Mpemba did not agree with that. Would you care to comment on that prediction from Rod?
Well, like, again, stranger things have happened. So, and I would not put it out as an absolute no, because you just never know. I happen to be in Lakeland right now, and I happened to be at the game last night where Ghost pitched his first official game. He's been in extended spring training where those are just practice games, but this game was his first official professional game as a pitcher. And he pitched one inning, and I can tell you the 99 miles an hour was legitimate. I saw it. I sat right next to our some of our pitchers that were, they do the charts, in between their starts, and they hold the radar gun. So the board, the scoreboard was saying 99, and our personal gun that we use for our charting says 99, and he did hit 99 on several occasions, some 98s, and pretty much averaged out at 97. So the delivery looked clean. The arm action was really, he had a quick arm. He's got a good, nice windup and delivery. His curveball is legitimate. He's got a good curveball. He did walk one batter after striking out a couple. And a guy did get a base hit. And the base hit came on a changeup. And quite frankly, I have no idea why he wanted to throw a changeup when he's throwing 99 miles an hour and buckling guys with his curveball. But he wants to show his whole repertoire that he can do it. And for the first outing, I thought he was outstanding. And, it's a work in progress, don't get me wrong. And also, we have to be careful with his arm. We already had to give him some time to rest when he was in extended spring training because, he's just not used to pitching on a regular basis. So it's not something that you can just throw in there at the major league level and think that he's going to go in there and pitch on a regular basis out of the bullpen like these other guys, because he's just not built up to do that yet. But I wouldn't put it out of the realm that he could pitch at the big leagues at some point. And right now he's after a good start.
Hey, Al, we really appreciate the time this morning. Good luck, and we will hopefully talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks,
Thank
Al.
You. You too. Al Avila, Tiger General Manager, joining us here on 97.1 The Ticket.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.